You know by now that the Michigan Senate has finally voted to approve expanding Medicaid benefits. The vote, which came Tuesday night after months of struggle, means that eventually nearly 500,000 of our citizens will have at least basic health care, people who don't have it now. The cost to the state itself will be nothing for 3 years, and only a pittance afterward. The benefits, in terms of human decency and a healthier workforce, enormous. Those who opposed Medicaid expansion said they didn't think we should burden future generations with another entitlement cost. Many of them also admitted their opposition was based on their hatred of President Obama's Affordable Care Act, which they continued to oppose even though it was passed by Congress, passed constitutional muster with the Supreme Court, and was essentially ratified by the voters in last year's presidential election. But those senators lost fair and square. Now, however, 14 of the 18 are being sore losers who seem determined to do something spiteful to hurt both the state and the poor. After the expansion was approved, these senators voted against giving the bill immediate effect. This means that instead of kicking in on New Year's Day, when the Medicaid expansion officially begins, Michigan won't be able to take part until April. You might think, hey, that's only 3 months. But it's 3 months with truly devastating consequences. If immediate effect is not approved, the state will lose $7 million a day in money Washington is making available to help sign up people for Medicaid coverage. That means Michigan will lose $630 million in January, February, and March. Perhaps even worse, the working poor themselves will be penalized. Under the terms of the Patient Affordable Care Act, low-income individuals will pay a fine for not having health insurance. People who the legislature just voted to allow to receive Medicaid not only will have to wait 3 more months to get it, they will face a fine of $95 a month. We're talking about people who exist on an income of $15,000 a year. But I haven't told you the worst part of this yet. As Brian Dickerson of the Detroit Free Press reminded us today, every one of the 18 senators who voted against expanding Medicaid to the poor voted 2 years ago for giving all but one of themselves lifetime health care at taxpayer expense. Senator Patrick Colbeck of Canton didn't qualify for technical reasons, but the rest do. And after the vote, 13 senators who successfully voted themselves lifetime health care voted to make the state and the poor suffer financially for 3 more months before getting basic health care under Medicaid. Those senators include Darwin Boer, Jack Brandenburg, Bruce Caswell, Judy Emmons, Mike Green, Joe Hewn, Rick Jones, John Molinar, Mike Knopfs, Phil Pavloff, John Prost, David Robinson, and Tanya Schutmacher. Each voted for lifetime health care for themselves after serving no more than 8 years in the Senate. I suggest their constituents ask them to explain why.